The Youth's Instructor, October 1, 1852. Communications, Beauties of the New Earth. Dear young friends, at the close of my communication in the first number of The Instructor, I stated that I would tell you something of the beauties of the New Earth in the next paper, and now I will fulfill my promise. The glorious city of God has 12 gates, set with pearls most glorious. It also has 12 foundations of various colors. The streets of the city are of pure gold. In this city is the throne of God, and a pure, beautiful river proceeding out of it, as clear as crystal. Its sparkling purity and beauty makes glad the city of God. The saints will drink freely of the healing waters of the river of life. On either side of this beautiful river is the tree of life, and the redeemed saints, who have loved God and kept His commandments here, will enter in through the gates of the city and have right to the tree of life. They will eat freely of it, as our first parents did before their fall. The leaves of that immortal widespread tree will be for the healing of the nations. All their woes will then be gone. Sickness, sorrow, and death they will never again feel, for the leaves of the tree of life have healed them. Jesus will then see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied, when the redeemed, who have been subject to sorrow, toil, and afflictions, who have groaned beneath the curse, are gathered up around that tree of life to eat of its immortal fruit that our first parents forfeited all right to by breaking God's commands. There will be no danger of their ever losing right to the tree of life again, for he that tempted our first parents to sin will be destroyed by the second death. All faces will reflect the image of their Redeemer. There will then be no anxious, troubled countenances, but all will be bright and smiling in spotless purity. The angels will be there, also the resurrected saints with the martyrs, and the best of all, and what will cause us the most joy, our lovely Savior who suffered and died that we might enjoy that happiness and freedom, will be there. His glorious face will shine brighter than the sun and light up the beautiful city and reflect glory all around. Children will be there. They will never be engaged in strife or discord. Their love will be fervent and holy. They will also have a crown of gold upon their heads and a harp in their hands. And their little countenances, that we here see so often troubled and perplexed, will beam with holy joy, expressive of their perfect freedom and happiness. They will express in childlike purity their wonder and delight as they behold everything around them so new and lovely. They will look to the blessed Savior who has given Himself for them, and with admiration and love for Him who is smiling upon them, raise their voices and sing to His praise and glory, while they feel and realize the matchless depths of a Savior's love. This earth, dear children, is to be purified with fire. Then it will be much more beautiful. The grass will be living green and will never wither. There will be roses and lilies and all kinds of flowers there. They will never blight or fade or lose their beauty and fragrance. The lion, we should much dread and fear here, will then lie down with the lamb, and everything in the new earth will be peace and harmony. The trees of the new earth will be straight and lofty, without deformity. The saints will have crowns of glory upon their heads and harps of gold in their hands. They will play upon the golden harp and sing redeeming love and make melody unto God. Their former trials and suffering in this world will be forgotten and lost amid the glories of the new earth, and they will ever have the approving smiles of Jesus upon them and their happiness will be complete. There will be glory, glory all around. Dear children, the future abode of the saints will be all over glorious. And will you strive to be there? Let your minds dwell upon the glories of heaven, for this you may do with safety, and this will bring substantial joys, and will make you heavenly-minded. If you have trials here and feel lonesome, look away from this dark world to the bright glories of heaven. Set your affections upon heavenly joys, and then you will not feel so deeply the trials and disappointments of this life, for you will feel that you have a home in glory, a crown, a harp, and a lovely Savior there. Strive for that blessed inheritance which God has promised to those that love Him and keep His commandments.